Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. Sorry, we're a little late today. It's the 10th of August, 2021. We have the best technology news that's happened over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it right now in about 5 minutes. Oh, Apple updates. Boy, it's just almost a daily occurrence, it feels like, anyways. Most of us out there probably just updated to 14.7.1, didn't we? And we were all thinking, that's probably it, at least till 15. Nah. Yeah, Apple appears to be planning at least one more release for iOS 14. That would be 14.8. This is according to some code that was spotted in Xcode. There are actually mentions of all the release versions of iOS 14 in Xcode. And right next to 14.7, well, right below that, 14.8. Now, we all know Apple usually stops working on any iOS updates when we're getting close to some new things, which isn't that far off. So the 14.8 update, if it does push through, very unusual. Now, as for what could be in that update, nobody knows right now. All we know is in the Xcode, it's there and it's coming. And we do see that after 14.8 arrives 15. So brace yourself, Apple users. Looks like we got one more to go. This one's for our UK listeners out there, those lovely roaming charges for your mobile. Don't you just love it? Now, thanks to Brexit, get ready to love it even more. Vodafone, at least, has announced it will reintroduce roaming charges in Europe for UK mobile customers. In fact, it's actually the latest UK carrier to reintroduce these fees since the whole Brexit thing happened. The other one being, thus far anyways, EE. Now, before, all major carriers said, nah, they don't have any plans to do this. Apparently, some of them had a major U-turn. Now, Vodafone's roaming fees won't start until January of next year. The only bigger question we've got now is how many other companies will be following in their footsteps. As far as what it's going to be costing users, most customers will pay £2 a day to actually use their UK allowance of calls, texts, and data in Europe, or even £1 a day if access is bought in 8 or 15-day bundles. Xbox Cloud Gaming, yep, now officially part of the Xbox app on Windows. Yeah, Microsoft has started bringing xCloud to Windows PCs throughout the world via the Xbox app starting yesterday. You'll be able to access a new updated Xbox app with Xbox Cloud Gaming, or xCloud. And that'll be built right in, of course. Now, pretty much like xCloud works through the web, you'll just need that compatible controller, and of course that'll be connected through Bluetooth or USB, and that will allow you to access Xbox games right on your Windows 10 PC. Now, from what we can tell right now, Xbox Insider testers will actually be able to use the Xbox app in 22 different countries. So if you don't have access currently, you're probably not in the right country. Once you do have access, though, cloud games will be available on the Game Pass section of the app, and that will allow you to actually resume Xbox games where you actually started on the console. And finally, oh, Perseverance on Mars. Ain't it a revelation? Pretty damn cool what that little thing's doing on that planet right now, isn't it? I mean, you would think nothing's impossible, even picking up a rock. Well, apparently it can't do that. At least not yet. Yeah, unfortunately, according to NASA, Perseverance just had a little hiccup. NASA revealed that the robotic vehicle actually failed to collect Mars rock samples during its first attempt. Now, yeah, it was able to drill, able to get the tube down in there and probe it. Unfortunately, though, when the tube came back up, yeah, there wasn't anything in it, making pretty much every scientist over there at NASA bummed out. Now, of course, they're still investigating what happened. And unfortunately, due to the fact that Perseverance is so far away, we ain't gonna know that answer for days. They do have a slight idea, though. They're thinking maybe the rocket tried to get may have been just too big to fit in the tube, meaning they'll have to do a little bit of recalculating. Definitely, though, Perseverance will live up to its name. As the scientists said, yep, they will be trying and trying again until they get those samples. Got yourself a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, yes, located at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you can find all the BTN podcasts over there. You can also do your part in helping keep this show on the air over there as well. Head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Your wonderful generosity can help keep the new show alive, and we do need your support to keep this show going. So literally for as little as $5 a month, you could help keep the new show on the air, or you could make a one-time donation as well by simply going going to paypal.me/British Tech. And of course, speaking of British Tech, check us out on Facebook as well at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and come join our community at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way for your Thursday installment. We'll get you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.